Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. I'm CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen, and today we're going to talk about the key to living the law of attraction, which is defining your purpose and passion and your dreams, which is a part of a series. This is part three of a series. If you would like to have more information on myself, CJ Savage, or what I do, you can go to my website at www.thehypnosisqueen.com. That's www.thehypnosisqueen.com. You can also download any of my hypnosis audios today for only $9.99 at www.cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage. If you need those, you can actually just go to my website, thehypnosisqueen.com, and you will find everything that you need right there. You can also download Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis right from my website, The Hypnosis Queen. Also, I appreciate your comments and your questions. You can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Okay, we're going to get right into this because there is a lot to go over today, so we'll get to it. We have been talking about the law of attraction and how to manifest, how to create what it is that you really want. I told you to connect to that higher power, which is really very important, that you can then raise up your vibrational frequency within, connect to that higher power, and if you have practiced this, you're going to find how it's like magical. If you do it and practice it, it just becomes stronger and stronger. So I strongly suggest that you do that. Today, we're going to talk about defining your purpose and passion and your dreams, and I'm going to have you to create a dream list, a goal list, whatever you want to call it. But when you do this, I want you to find that one very most important thing that is the most important to you. Go back to my previous shows on raising your vibration, your vibrational frequency, raising it, connecting with that power, and manifesting the one thing that's most important to you. So today we're going to talk about a lot of different goals and dreams, but it still comes down to creating that burning desire for the one thing that's most important to you and then manifesting that and creating it. Find your purpose and passion in life. Each one of us is born with a unique life purpose. We are. It's very important that you figure out what it is, what your purpose is, and if you don't do that, then you are literally just missing the boat all the way through life. So we all have a unique purpose. We are all here for a reason, and we are all here to serve each other. What I'm giving you today, I'm going to take from, it's a little book that is Jack Canfield's Key to Living the Law of Attraction, as well as my input in this. But I found his little book, it's a small book, that basically said everything in the most simple, easy, understandable way that I have ever seen or read that I've been trying to get across to you for many years. And I know that I have repeated some of these things over and over, but some people can hear something the first time and understand it and grasp it and learn it. Other people just don't get it. And when you don't get something, you just don't understand or it doesn't seem to have much meaning to you, then maybe when you hear it more than once or in different ways, that finally what happens is you finally will accept it. You can understand it. So we are all individual cells in a body, each of us performing our own unique functions and collectively serving the being as a whole. A life of purpose is not only a true expression of who you really are, it's a gift to the world, and the world needs what you have to offer. When you are living your life on purpose, you will find greater fulfillment and joy in all that you do. The universe will support you in all of your endeavors when you are living in alignment with your purpose, your passion, and your inner truth. Richard Leiter said, the purpose of life is to live a life of purpose. So you must take the time to look deeply within yourself and identify your own personal mission and purpose in life. This is best done through quiet contemplation, prayer, and meditation. But there are a few things that you can do right now just to get started. You can begin by internalizing the fact that there are no accidents and that you are indeed here on the planet for a reason. You have a purpose in your life and in this world, and your contribution matters. Most of us are not really quite clear about what our purpose is. We haven't really taken the time to search our souls and discover our true calling. We've gotten sidetracked with bills and responsibilities, work, and too little spare time to even find out what it is that we really enjoy. This is a compromise to who you really are and what you have to offer the world. You must give priority to discovering your real mission in life. You are not living to your fullest potential or contributing to your fullest abilities unless you are living a life of purpose. Oprah Winfrey said, your true passion should feel like breathing. It's that natural. Here's how it works. You've been given clues to your purpose throughout your entire life. You have your own completely unique gifts, talents, interests, strengths, and qualities, and you are meant to use them. The things that bring you the greatest joy in life and make you feel really alive are another clue to your purpose. So what it boils down to is to really, it's really quite simple. You are meant to do what brings you joy. And your gifts and talents are meant to be your contribution to the world. A life lived with purpose and intention is one that will honor and nourish your spirit on the deepest level while simultaneously contributing to the world around you. Just take a few moments of just still, quiet time to clear your mind of any distractions. And the techniques here are a way to logically begin the process of defining your purpose. But you will ultimately want to answer these questions from a deeper place of consciousness through prayer and meditation as well. This is what I suggest. We're going to talk about 12 lists that I want you to make. And the best thing I think that you can do, probably the easiest thing to do, is to get a notebook, just a plain, simple, lined notebook. You can make a notebook. It doesn't matter. But I'm going to have you create 12 lists. And you start by making a list of all the times, the first list, list number one, is make a list of all the times that you can remember in your life that have made you feel truly alive and joyful. So list number one, write this down. If you haven't already, get a pencil and paper and just make a list of the 12 lists and then make a notebook out of it. List number one is the times I have felt the most alive and joyful. And I want you to look closely at your list and ask yourself what each of these experiences has in common. I have done this, and I was really amazed. Just look at your list, and when you get all done, you're going to see that there is a common denominator in all your list. So you just ask yourself what each one of these experiences has in common and make a note of it. This common element is an indication of what brings you joy, and what brings you joy is an indication of your life purpose. Okay, list number two will be, what are my natural gifts? Now, some of you may not know at first, and you may need to, like I said, meditate, pray about it, meditate on it, just some quiet time, and ask. Remember I said that if life was a lock, then what is the key? The key is questions. And when you ask a question, you will always get an answer. And if you expect that answer and you look for it, you will find it. But just simply ask, this is list number two, what are my natural gifts? List number three, what are my skills and talents? List number four, what do I love to do? list number 4 is what do I love to do? List number 5, when do I feel the most alive? When do I feel the most alive? List number 6, what am I passionate about? Number 6, what am I passionate about? 7, list number 7, what brings me the greatest joy in life? What brings me the greatest joy in life? List number 8, when do I feel the best about myself? When do I feel the best about myself? That's list number 8. List number 9 is what are my personal strengths and characteristics? Again, you'll write this down. List number 9 are what are my personal strengths and characteristics? List number 10. What have others always said I'm really good at? List number 10 is what have others always said that I am really good at? List number 11. What do I most enjoy interacting with other people? I'm sorry. How do I most enjoy interacting with other people? That is list number 11. How do I most enjoy interacting with other people? List number 12. What would I change in the world if I could? I love that question. What would I change in the world if I could? Now, you'll make those 12 lists. If there's something that you didn't get, I may go over it again, but this is recorded, and so you can always go back and listen to it again. List number 1, the times I have felt the most alive and joyful. List number 2, what are my natural gifts? List number 3, what are my skills and talents? Number 4 is what do I love to do? List number 5, when do I feel the most alive? Number 6, what am I passionate about? List number 7, what brings me the greatest joy in life? List number 8, when do I feel the best about myself? And list number 9, what are my personal strengths and characteristics? List number 10, what have others always said that I'm really good at? List number 11, how do I most enjoy interacting with other people? And list number 12, what would I change in the world if I could? Now, you make those lists, work on them. You know, instead of watching TV, work on your list instead. Put your mind into action. Think. Meditate. I think you'll find it more rewarding. Make your list, work on your list. And I ask you, what are the common characteristics of your answers to all the questions? What do these answers have in common with the list that you made earlier? Ask through prayer or meditation for clarity, divine guidance, and inspiration. Ask to be shown how you can best use your gifts and joyful places within yourself to not only earn a living, but to be a service of the world. Now take your answers from these questions and your list and consolidate them into 2 or 3 complete sentences. You're in the process of defining your life purpose, your personal mission statement based upon who you authentically are and your unique interests, gifts, talents, and passions. Write a statement. Just condense it all down in 2 or 3 statements, my life purpose. And if you did what I told you to do, you will be able to do that. By creating your life purpose statement, you are defining who you are, who you want to be, and how you want to show up in the world. Now open your mind and your heart to the possibilities that already exist. Listen for the answers to your prayers and become aware of the ideas, the inspiration, and the opportunities that present themselves. Things will begin to unfold for you as exactly as they are meant to and within the time frame that will serve your highest good. Follow your inspired thoughts and ideas and dream big. You don't have to know exactly how to turn your mission statement into reality yet. Once you have defined your purpose, just be open to the various possibilities that arise for you. Be willing to let go and let God. Andrew Carnegie said, if you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energy, and inspires your hope. Whenever you're doing what you love and are passionate about, the universe will automatically respond through the law of attraction and support you in every way. Imagine your life and your work filled with meaning, purpose, and passion. Imagine how good it feels to do what you love, have fun doing it, make money, and make a significant difference in the world. The happiest and most successful people in life are those who have managed to structure their careers and activities around their gifts and passions in life. By doing so, they have attracted all of the ideas, resources, people, and finances that were needed to create the lives of their dreams. They have created a vibrational match for joy and abundance in their lives by identifying their purpose, believing in their dreams, and moving forward confidently in the direction of their goals and desires. Start living consciously and on purpose. Everything that you do, every activity that you participate in, should be in alignment with your joy, your higher truth, and your mission in life. Don't withhold your true gifts and talents from the world any longer. A life lived with purpose and intention is one that is fulfilling on every level. Work is meant to be fun. Life is meant to be fun, and the world needs what you have to offer. You were put on this earth for a reason, and you must begin to honor that reason. Let all that you do flow from your purpose and passion, and you will experience and attract true happiness, abundance, and success. Create a life filled with passion and significance. Create a life of purpose. Follow your bliss. Napoleon Hill is one of my favorite authors, said, there is one quality that one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and the burning desire to possess it. See, when you really, 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 really want something, that's not a wishful thinking. That is a burning desire. And when you have a burning desire for something, then when you make these lists that we were talking about here, you're going to find what your burning desire really is, what it is that you really, really want or want to be or want to have. You're going to figure it out. And when you have a burning desire for something, you think about it every day, maybe every hour of every day. But you will think about it all the time. And that burning desire, you're putting in, you're feeding energy into it. You're focusing on it. And what you focus on expands. So we're going to talk about now defining your dreams. What are your dreams? Give deep thought to what you want to create in your life. Consider each of the various areas of your life and focus on what you want to do, what you want, not what you don't. The one main big difference between successful people that have it all and those who are not successful is one basic, very strong point, and that is the successful focus on what they want. The unsuccessful, struggling, focus on what they don't want. So consider each of the various areas in your life and focus on what you do want, not what you don't. Get in touch with your inner truth, your authentic dreams, goals, and your heartfelt desires. Honor these and own them without fear, shame, or inhibition. Your dreams and desires are not subject to anyone else's approval. They are yours and yours alone, but you have to define them in order to achieve them. You deserve to have whatever you truly want in life, and all of your dreams are valid if they are important to you. It doesn't matter if your dream is a romantic relationship, a new car, a new skill, a vacation, or financial prosperity. Oh, and by the way, contrary to popular belief, there is nothing wrong with desiring financial wealth. You can do a lot of good in the world with greater financial assets in the bank. It is only the attachment to money that can become problematic. So just remember that you must give in order to receive, and keep your intentions high. Your dreams and aspirations should serve to ignite the passion within you, and this passion will not only inspire you to achieve them, it will also send a positive vibrational frequency out into the world. Naturally, through the law of attraction, the universe will respond accordingly. Remember that all things are possible. Don't limit or censor your visions for the future. You must believe in yourself and believe that you are worthy. Keep all of your actions, dreams, goals, and desires in alignment with your life purpose. Decide what you really want your future to look like. Dennis Waitley said, "We've got to have a dream if we are going to make a dream come true." And that is a fact. You have to have a dream if you want to make your dream come true. There are seven really very important areas in your life that you will want to consider as you begin to define your goals and your dreams. Seven key areas in your life. And we're going to talk about these here in just a minute, but I'm going to list them, and then you will decide how you're going to deal with each area. Number one, key area in your life, personal goals. This might be things that you want to do, you want to be, you want to have. Relationships. Second key area in your life is relationships, whether it be with friends or family, or whether it's romantic, or it's with your coworkers. Key area number three, health and body. And you might want to write these down. Health and body, which could be consist of wellness, fitness, body image. Key area number four, career and education, which could consist of job, school, career goals. Key area number five is recreation, sports, hobbies, fun, vacations. Key area number six, financial, income, savings, investments, so on. Key area number seven is contributions, which may be to charities, community service. What are you contributing? What are you contributing to? So your seven key areas in life are personal goals, relationships, health and body, career and education, recreation, financial, contributions. Do you have any idea what your personal goals and aspirations really are? Have you identified your life purpose? What is it that you really love to do? What are you passionate about? What do you want to accomplish? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? How can you give to others? What causes speak to you? What are your intentions? Unfortunately, most of us have given very little time or thought to these questions. We've gotten so caught up in the hustle and bustle of our daily routines that we just haven't even taken any time for it. We're pretty good at itemizing the things that haven't been going so well and the things that we have to complain about. So we're pretty clear about what we don't want, but we haven't given much consideration to what we do want. In order to attract what you want in your life, you must first take the time to clearly identify your dreams and desires. Think of it like this. When you go into your favorite restaurant, or let's say you go into Starbucks and you place your order, do you say, "I don't want tea," or "I don't want an espresso," or "I don't want cappuccino"? Of course not. You place your order for a tall, non-fat mocha, easy chocolate, extra whipped cream with total clarity and specificity. I can't say that word. Specificity. And the absolute confidence that you're going to get exactly what it is that you ordered because you were specific. So to operate in the harmony with the law of attraction, you must place your order for life in much the very same way, which I've talked about how many different times. You're not going to get what you want if you cannot be specific and decide exactly what it is that you do want and put in your order. You need to clarify your goals and be specific. Stop settling for whatever just happens to you your way in life and take ownership of the fact that you can actively participate in the creation of your own future by clearly stating your desires. And even more so when you write them down. Write it down. Put it on paper and look at it daily. Okay, the bottom line is, if you don't really know exactly what you are asking for, then how can you expect to get it? So it is imperative that you take the time to decide what you really want to attract in your life. Write it down and be perfectly clear about it. Les Brown is one of my favorite speakers. He's an excellent speaker. Les Brown, I met him in California. He said, you must see your goals clearly and specifically before you can set out for them. Hold them in your mind until they become second nature. And that, my friend, is creating a burning desire for something that you want. Create your dream list. Your dream list will be a comprehensive overview of your dreams, goals, and desires. It will represent what you want to be, do, have, and achieve in all areas of your life. Later on, you'll want to prioritize your list and focus your attention on certain areas. But for now, it's best to go ahead and look at the bigger picture. There are a few techniques that you can use to help you identify your desires and clarify your goals. The first technique is the creation of the T-chart. Jack Canfield created this T-chart, which I really like. Now, I just told you to focus on what is it you do want and don't focus on what you don't want. That's the difference between the successful and the not so successful. However, the fact is that most people really don't know what they really want. Most people don't know what it is that they really want. However, most people also do know what they don't want. So Jack Canfield created this chart called the T-chart. And this type of chart, it's very effective way to identify what you do want in your life by looking just very briefly at the things that you don't want. Consider each of the seven key areas in your life, which I just listed, and I gave those to you. Address one area or subject at a time, such as a career or personal goals or relationships, and decide what your particular topic within that area is. For instance, you have a T-chart at the top of your notebook. You write subject at the top left corner. Underneath subject, put relationships. Over to the right, what kind of relationships? Romantic. We'll put romantic relationships. Draw a line across the paper and a line straight down the middle. On the left side, you have a column of writing what I don't want. On the right column, you're going to write what I do want. Now remember, some people, most people, don't know what they really want, but they do know what they don't want. So you just are going to basically briefly look at this, and you'll be able to figure out what it is that you want by listing on the left side the things that you don't want. We're talking about relationships, being romantic, what I don't want. For example, I don't want someone who watches TV all the time. I don't want a smoker or an alcoholic. I don't want an angry or abusive person. I don't want a liar. I've had all those. So I know what I don't want. I don't want that. So what I do want is I want someone who enjoys an active lifestyle. So in your right-hand column under what I do want, what you're basically doing is you're writing down just the opposite, saying what it is that you do want. So you don't know what you want, but you do know what you don't want. You make your list on the left, what I don't want. On the right, you'll write just the opposite. So someone who watches TV all the time, then I want someone who enjoys an active lifestyle. I don't want a smoker or an alcoholic. I want someone who cares about their health. I don't want an angry or an abusive person. I want a kind and compassionate person. I don't want a liar. I want someone who is honest. I don't want a cheater. I want someone who is faithful. So I suggest creating your T-chart, get your notebook out, creating your T-chart for each area of your life, the list that I gave you before, the seven areas of your life. And then listing what it is that you don't want on the left side, then listing what you do want on the right side, stated in a positive way. And there are charts for each area of your life that you will put in your notebook. By the way, this is an example of it being okay to start by noticing what you don't want in order to really clarify what you do want to attract into your life. It is often helpful to take a brief look at what it is that you don't want. So I tell you to do that, but then once you figure out what you do want, cross out what you don't want. There's power in that. You're going to use a chart for each one of your seven areas in your life, and this will help you to clarify your goals and desires. And when you have completed them, go back, cross off what you don't want list on the left side of each on each chart. From now on, just use the right side of each list and stay focused on what you do want in your life. There is no need to give any further attention or energy to the list of what you don't want. By the way, the simple act of just crossing out what you don't want is empowering and it feels good. And if you do what I tell you to do, you will find this out. When you're finished, combine the list of what you do want into one single list, provided, or use a separate piece of paper. Just be sure to write out your dreams and goals in complete sentences and then leave some room for expansion. This is the beginning of your dream list. So by filling out your dream list pages, you're just really one step closer to achieving them. Clarity is power. You will want to be thorough when you make your dream list. For instance, you don't want to get out of that, get the house of your dreams and then only to realize that you can't afford the mortgage and you forgot to really specify your financial goals. So be as specific and comprehensive as possible. I would strongly suggest that you just get a notebook for what it is that I'm talking about here. And I think you'll find it very powerful. It sounds simple. It's easy. Just make a notebook. And on each page, you'll put down like personal goals. What you want, what you don't want on the left side, what you do want. It will help you to figure out what it is that you do want. Your relationships, you might have one page for romantic relationships, one page for relationships with friends, with family, health and body, career and education, recreation. You might have two on recreation, I don't know. You might have one on financial, personal financial. You might have one page on financial for business purposes, and your contributions. Then make your dream list. Now, I'm going to ask, and you may, this is recorded, and so you can go back and listen to it again. You can replay this. So I'm not going to repeat this. I'm just going to do this very carefully. I want you to ask yourself the following questions. What is my life purpose? I want you to be able to answer these questions. When you're all done with this, if you cannot answer all of the questions that I'm asking you to ask yourself now, then you did not do your job. What are my dreams? What are my goals? What am I grateful for? That list right there, you should be able to add to it every single day. Something else, something new. Something you suddenly realized, and that is going to be one of your most powerful lists that you have. What am I grateful for? What makes me happy? How would I like to grow personally? How would I like to grow spiritually? What would my perfect relationship look like? What would my ideal family life consist of? What is something that I've always wanted to do? What would I like more in my life? What would I like to do more in my life? Where would I like to travel? I'd like to go to Hawaii. Where would I like to live? What would my dream home be like? What career would I ideally choose or create for myself? What are my financial goals? How can I give back within my community? What causes or charities would I like to be more involved with? If I could change the world, how would I make it a better place? And the questions that I just gave you will help you to identify any additional dreams, goals, and desires. And take your time, give these questions some very serious thought and consideration, and add any of these responses that you wish to your dream list. Now, the next thing I want you to do in your notebook, and I hope you have a big notebook, I want you to make a goals list, 101 goals list. There are no limits on your dreams and goals. The whole world is out there just waiting for you. This is an inspirational technique that you might want to try as well, a great process for clarifying some of your more long-term goals and dreams is to make a list of 101 goals that you would like to accomplish before you die, 101 things that you would like to do, be, or have. Now, you can have more than 101 goals, but try to get to at least 101 goals. Seriously, if you don't have 101 goals in your life that you can think of to achieve, to be, to have, to do, then you are vegging out in front of the computer or just walking around dead. I don't know. But everyone should have at least 101 goals. And I want you to make a list of those 101 goals and be very, very specific. Remember, if you go into a restaurant and you order, "I'd like to have food," you're probably not going to really get anything. You have to be specific. John Goddard, at the age of 15, the world-famous adventurer, made a list of 127 goals that he wanted to achieve before he died. They included things like visiting the Great Pyramids, learning to scuba dive, see the Great Wall of China, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and reading the entire Encyclopedia of Britannica. He is now in his 70s, and he's achieved 109 of the goals on his list. Lou Holtz, the former football coach of Notre Dame, wrote down 108 goals that he wanted to achieve, including winning a national championship, eating dinner at the White House, meeting the Pope, and landing a plane on an aircraft carrier. He is also in his 70s, and he has achieved 102 of his goals. Jack Canfield, inspired by both of those stories, said, "I made a list of 109 goals 17 years ago, and so far I've achieved 63 of those goals. The goals I've already achieved range from things like typing 50 words a minute to appearing in a movie, learning to ski and windsurf, writing a best-selling book, traveling to various exotic locations, buying my dream house, and having a syndicated newspaper column." By writing down your own list of 101 goals and reviewing your list every week or so, you will activate the law of attraction to set up the circumstances that will help you to achieve them. You will begin to notice all kinds of seemingly miraculous events occurring in your life. Some goals will take you longer to achieve than others, but they can all eventually come true. This list of lifetime goals may inspire some additions to your dream list as well. You can always add to your list as you grow older. Chuck Carlson said, "You are successful the moment you start moving toward a worthwhile goal." By the way, if your goals and dreams benefit others as well as yourself, then the vibration of your intention resonates at a higher frequency. I know I talk a lot about your vibrational frequency, but it's really important that you keep it up, because if you let it go down, you can reach a state of depression. And then you'll resonate to that vibrational frequency, which only brings in bad, negative, and wrong things into your life. Sorry, I get off track every now and then. Think of ways to contribute to your family, your friends, and your community. Be open to finding a cause that really speaks to you personally and get involved in it. Start tithing with your time. If you don't think you have any money, you can't afford it financially, then start tithing your time and your donations. And because we really are all connected, your commitment to others is also a commitment to yourself. Remember, I always talk a lot about being good to yourself. When you're depressed or angry or hateful, you're only being that to yourself, not to anyone or anything else, only to yourself. It's impossible to hate someone else. They don't feel anything. But your own cells within your own physical body do, every time you have those feelings. And that is not being good to yourself. So keep that vibrational frequency up and resonate with that vibrational frequency that you want to attract into your life. You want the good things to come into your life. As you achieve the various goals on your 101 goal list, you will want to highlight them or note the date of your accomplishment. This act alone is empowering, and it is also a way to acknowledge the law of attraction at work in your life. So get your notebook out and start making your goals of 101 goals. And if you haven't already, start as soon as possible. But you should have a really well-rounded dream list going. You have looked at your specific goals in each area of your life, and you've looked at goals for the course of your lifetime. You've identified your purpose and your dreams, clearly stating what you want to create in your life. Some of your goals may be short-term goals, like losing 25 pounds or taking a vacation in Italy. Others may be more long-term, such as transforming the educational system, increasing the environmental awareness in your community, or becoming a millionaire. Prioritize your dream list. Take a few minutes to prioritize your list. I think it was Jim Rohn that said, when you make a goal list, and Jack Canfield is right about listing your goals, which is really important, and being very specific is even more important. But Jim Rohn said, when you write your goal, then write your why. Why do you want it? Why do you want to have it? Why do you want to achieve it? Why do you want to do this? Because when you write your why, you're going to find out that some of your goals are not even justifiable. They're not even important. But when you start writing your why, you become very passionate. And the more you write, the more passionate you become. That goal may move to the very top of your list and may become your number one. And that's going to be the way that you're going to find out what is most important. So it's important to prioritize your list. Think about which goals and dreams best support your personal mission statement and which ones are the most important to you at this time in your life. They may change. Your goals, as you prioritize, they may change as you grow older. Highlight or underline those items. Concentrate your focus for right now on just these particular goals and dreams, the ones that you want to work on first. We always have priorities. I have priorities, things that are under a time frame or a time limit. So they're very important. They move to the top of my list. Your focused thoughts and energies will facilitate the manifestation of those specific goals and dreams. You'll come back to the rest of your list, and the sheer act of creating the list has already sent a message to the universe. But start with the things that mean the most to you at this point in time. Remember that your dreams and goals may change and evolve over the years, and as you continue to grow and achieve more, your goals will probably grow as well. Robert Frist said, if you limit your choices only to what seems possible or reasonable, you disconnect yourself from what you truly want, and all that is left is a compromise. Don't censor your dreams or vision with practicalities and probabilities. You don't need to know every single step that it will take to achieve your goals. Just decide what you want. Know that you deserve it. Believe that you can have it. Then release it and let it go. Open yourself up to infinite possibilities. Watch the miracles unfold. Now consider this possibility. If you can figure it all out on your own, then your dream may not be big enough. You have created your dream list. You have placed your order with the universe. It is your written request for your future. Walt Disney said, all your dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Write your goals. Reach 101 goals. You should always at any point, at any time in your life, be able to write 101 goals. Take the time to do it. It's very powerful. And then do as Jim Rohn says and write the why do you want it. You can be brief. You can abbreviate. You can use symbols or whatever just so that you know and understand. But put it down on paper, the why. It will help you to prioritize your list. Figure out what it is that's most important. Once you figure out what is the one most important goal, that is the one that you focus on until you achieve it. But look at those goals every day and think about it. Contemplate on it, meditate on it, pray about it. But doing this is very, very powerful. Also, when you get your one most important goal and you're going to focus on it, write it down every day. Meditate on it. State your five statements that your statements of truth. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll have to go back to connecting to the power, creating and connecting to the power. Then you will state your five statements that are the absolute truth, the God's truth. Then state the one statement that is not true, that you want to be true. You state that statement, which will be your number one goal that we're talking about here. You make it your number one goal and make it an affirmation that is in all positive words. Here's an example. If you want your, if you're happy with your life, and the most important thing is to have a romantic relationship because you're looking for a significant other because of whatever, you might say, the love of my life comes into my life now, who loves me as much as I love him, who is everything I want him to be. So that might be the one statement that's not true that you state that you want to be true, and you focus on that. And you can put in detail what kind of a person you want them to be or not be or whatever, but you want it to be all positive words, and you write it in the present tense. Focus on it in the present tense as if you've already accomplished it. Okay, I need to get off of here. Today, we're celebrating my grandson's 16th birthday, and so we're all pretty excited. For more information about me and what I do, you can go to my website at www.thehypnosisqueen.com. That's www.thehypnosisqueen.com. Also, you can download my hypnosis audios from CD Baby now for only $9.99. And you can email me if you want to contact me, send me a comment or ask a question that you would like me to answer, even if it's on Blog Talk Radio or through the email. Email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And I thank you for listening and joining me. And I have not done the show that I wanted, that I talked about last week doing because of my grandson's birthday. I didn't get a chance to do that one yesterday, but I will do it. Thank you for joining me. And come back. And if you like my show, please go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind. Then if you like it, please follow it, subscribe to it, and then you'll get notifications when my show's coming up and what I'm doing. Thank you very much.